Connect and stay ahead with Salaam Media. This is Salaam Media, coming to you live from South Africa.
Dyskeriosis, a word that is a bit difficult to pronounce, but something that is important and we need to know about. It refers to the change of appearance in cells that cover the surface of the cervix. And joining me to tell us more about dyskeriosis of the cervix is Dr. Natalie Novikova, who is has special interest in minimally invasive surgery, urogynecology, and aesthetic gynecology. Good morning, Dr. Natalia, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Miriam. Thank you for inviting me. So dyskeriosis is very much a medical term, or actually a term that pathologists use most of the time to describe abnormal cells on the cervix. And over 99% of those abnormal cells on the cervix are caused by human papillomavirus, which is sexually transmitted, and it's transmitted through skin-to-skin contact. The condoms do not protect against transmission of HPV, and 80% of sexually active people acquire HPV as they start their sexual activity. Usually our body clears this virus, our immune system clears it, and only a few women would develop dyskeriosis or dysplasia of cervical cells or abnormality of cervical cells, which are precancerous. And if they are left untreated in a small number of women, they may develop into cancer within 5-10 years' time.
And what are the known symptoms for dyskeriosis?
The symptoms would be abnormal discharge, so increased discharge, watery discharge, bleeding during sexual intercourse, and sometimes burny feeling in the vagina. Majority of dyskeriosis has no symptoms whatsoever, so women may have a problem but do not know about it. Hence, routine pap smears are very important to avoid development of precancerous and cancerous cells, so we can identify abnormality early and treat it if necessary.
All right. Should one be concerned if there's a higher grade of dyskeriosis?
Yes, about 40% of abnormal cells that are high grade squamous cell abnormality would progress into development of cancer. Hence, if there is a high grade abnormality, we would remove those abnormal cells with a procedure called LETS or LEAP procedure. It's a small procedure. It can be performed under local anesthesia in doctor's office and some.
All right. So, doctor, can you please explain what are the cervical abnormalities, CIN3 and CGIN?
CIN3 is an abnormality of cervical cells that in 20 to 40% of women would progress to cervical cancer. In others, it will just remain as it is. Women who are at higher risk of such abnormal cells progressing to cancer are women with immunodeficiencies, some, for example, conditions like HIV, other immunodeficiency conditions, women who have who take steroid medications for their chronic illnesses, and smokers. It's almost inevitable that if someone is a smoker, that they have a higher chance of progression of abnormal cells on the cervix to precancerous and cancerous cells. Those precancerous cells should be assessed to exclude cancer, and they should be removed with a procedure called LETS or LEAP, which can be done in the doctor's office under local anesthesia and on occasion. Asians, it's done in the operating room. Women would have a procedure called colposcopy, or detailed assessment of cervix with a microscope type of equipment. The cervix will be painted with a couple of solutions such as vinegar or acetic acid and iodine to highlight abnormal cells, then injected with local anesthetic, and abnormal cells will be removed.
And these treatments that you are speaking of, are they affordable and are they available at public health institutions as well?
Yes, public health institutions have clinics called colposcopy clinics, especially for women with such abnormalities on pap smear. So every woman in South Africa can attend their local clinic where they can have a pap smear once a decade. It's not very often, but that will be very helpful. So it will be in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. Women who have HIV, which is quite a high number of women in this country, can have pap smears every year in their local clinic. If they have high-grade abnormality found on the pap smear, they will be referred to a colposcopy clinic at the hospital, and the gynecologist will perform this procedure called colposcopy and a LETS procedure if it is a high-grade abnormality to remove abnormal cells. And that would end development of cancer of the cervix.
And in general, should we be concerned about dyskeriosis, or are we good to go? Is it hereditary? Can it be passed down? Is it genetic?
There isn't a clear genetic predisposition that has been described in this particular condition. However, from a practical experience, I know that it is more common that if a woman's mother or grandmother or sister or aunt had this condition, that any type of HPV-related condition, actually, then they might develop it as well. So I think women who have family history of abnormal cells should be more careful about regular screening and pap smears. Is it something to worry about? If someone has a low-grade changes, it's nothing to worry about. It's really stressful to have this diagnosis, but actually in 90% of women, low-grade changes are cleared by their own immune system if they eat healthy, they have a healthy lifestyle, and they don't smoke. Women who develop high-grade cells or severe dyskeriosis will need treatment, will need those cells removed. Can the condition come back after we perform the procedure? In a small number of women, it may come back. In a majority of women, it's completely cured with one procedure.
All right, Dr. Natalia, thank you so much for your time and for sharing that information with us. Dyskeriosis was a bit of a confusing topic there because not many people are aware of dyskeriosis, but thank you for shedding some light on the topic. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for inviting me. Bye.